Critical Listening. Lesson 6. Detecting Distortion. What it is and how it sounds. The output of any audio system invariably differs from what went into it because of distortion generated within the system. Of the several types of distortion, we shall concentrate on that type, which is called non-linear distortion, which is of great concern in the world of high fidelity. Any distortion results in new frequency components being generated within the equipment, which do not rightfully belong to the signal. If the input signal to an amplifier is increased, we expect a corresponding increase in output. The operating region over which this is true is rightly called the linear region. Every audio system, however, has its upper limit. Trying to get 100 watts out of a 10-watt amplifier certainly results in penetration of what is called the non-linear region. Our first exercise explores the distortion resulting from what is called signal clipping. First, for orientation, we listen once more to a pure, undistorted 1000 Hz tone. All the energy of this tone is concentrated at one point in the frequency spectrum. Practically speaking, there are no harmonics. By increasing the amplitude, the signal is made to penetrate the non-linear region of the system. This clips the top off what was a nice symmetrical sine wave. The following effects are obtained by driving an amplifier into its non-linear region. For reference, the pure sine wave is included. The change in sound of the clip signal is the result of new frequencies which have been generated by the non-linearity of the system. This is now a distorted sine wave. The new frequencies are harmonics, multiples of 1000 Hz. The distorted tone still has a strong 1000 Hz fundamental. We can prove this by inserting a filter in the circuit which rejects the harmonics and lets the 1000 Hz fundamental pass through. Now let's look closer at the harmonics generated by the clipping. By inserting a different filter, the 1000 Hz fundamental is rejected, allowing us to focus attention on the harmonics. The harmonics of the clipped 1000 Hz wave occur at 2000 Hz, 3000 Hz, and 4000 Hz and so on, all multiples of the 1000 Hz fundamental. In balanced circuits, the signal may very well be clipped on both positive and negative excursions in a symmetrical fashion. The 1000 Hz sine wave clipped on both positive and negative peaks sounds like this. Harmonics generated by symmetrical clipping still occur at multiples of 1000 Hz, but the odd harmonics dominate. There are several ways to measure distortion of an audio system, but we shall concentrate on the one that is easiest to understand, even though it may not be the best. The simplest way to describe the amount of distortion is to filter out the fundamental and measure the harmonics remaining. These harmonics are then expressed as a percentage of the fundamental. To calibrate our judgment of distortion, we shall listen to the 1,000 Hz sine wave clipped at various amounts. 10% harmonic distortion is considered to be very heavy distortion. The 1,000 Hz sine wave clips symmetrically to produce 10% total harmonic distortion sounds like this. Reduced to 5% total harmonic distortion, the 1,000 Hz clipped sine wave sounds somewhat more pure. One percent total harmonic distortion. 10, 5, 2, and 1% total harmonic distortion in succession. Five percent total harmonic distortion of a sine wave is reasonably discernible, but the 2% and 1% distortions are less noticeable. This much distortion, in the case of music, however, may be more noticeable. It is well for us to note at this point that modern professional power amplifiers and the better high-fidelity consumer-type amplifiers are commonly rated as low as a few hundredths of 1% total harmonic distortion. Clipping seriously distorts music and speech. In the following selection of music, the distortion is very low if your reproducing equipment is of high quality. Now we shall clip the signal symmetrically so that the total harmonic distortion is about 10%. Next, the same signal with less clipping, a total harmonic distortion of 5%. Can you detect a distortion of only 2% in this selection? We now return to the clean music for reference. In the following musical selection, 2% distortion will be switched in and out at 5-second intervals. The opening and closing portions are without the distortion. Harmonic distortion also degrades speech quality. The following selection will serve as our clean speech reference. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Clipping the signal symmetrically to the extent of 10% total harmonic distortion has this effect on speech.
Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal.
We now reduce the distortion to 5%.
Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal.
We shall now hear an A-B comparison between the clean speech and speech distorted to the extent of 2% total harmonic distortion. Let's see if you can detect this modest amount of distortion in speech.
Lord Kelvin has said that when you measure what you are speaking about and can express it in numbers, you know something about it. But when you cannot measure it, when you cannot express it in numbers, your knowledge is of a meager and unsatisfactory kind. It may be the beginning of knowledge, but you scarcely in your thought advance to the stage of science, whatever the matter may be.
Is 2% total harmonic distortion easier or more difficult to detect in speech as compared to music? A modified form of clipping results from applying too high a signal to a magnetic recorder. This results in what is often called a soft type of clipping, as the tape becomes saturated magnetically. First, let us reestablish our reference by listening to the music selection with the VU meter of the recorder peaking at about zero in the normal way. The only change made in the following example is that the input signal to the magnetic recorder under test is increased to overdrive it about 12 decibels. Of course, the level you hear has been readjusted. Another form of distortion has to do with the slight variations in the speed of the tape in a magnetic recorder or the rotational speed of the turntable as a disc recording is being played. Such speed changes result in unnatural shifts in frequency. This can be dramatically demonstrated by the sound of the following 1000 Hz tone as we intentionally alter the speed of the drive system by applying finger pressure. This illustrates what is commonly and understandably called wow. A similar form of distortion resulting from rapid speed fluctuations is called flutter. It can be caused, among other things, by dirty recording heads in magnetic recorders. Here is a 2,500 Hz tone with serious flutter. These variable speed effects can seriously reduce the quality of music or speech reproduction. In the following music and speech selections, see if you can distinguish between clean passages and those marred by wow and flutter. Thank you.
Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal.
In summary, this section has demonstrated a few of the many forms of distortion and what they sound like. Distortion can so easily creep into our recording and reproducing systems. Critical listening can alert one to such faults.